Motion to accept the petition as per staff recommendation.
Second?
I second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Ayes have it, so ordered.
Thank you.
We look forward to it.
Thank you.
Now, we can only hope that you have great weather.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We can always blame it on Pat Roca.
Well, hopefully the rain will, if it rains, it'll only help it, I guess.
I guess.
Hey, could be.
Yeah, rain could be good. I'll grow.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, and what do you mean coming into this meeting late like that?
Oh, we just had a meeting machine, but there's a lot of reservation.
Folks, this is Juliana.
Juliana?
Juliana was at a meeting that we had a couple months ago. And she was sitting in the back, and so she had spent the day with Ellen and staff on start preservation stuff. So we introduced ourselves and find out that she is from the Ukraine. And she's also Orthodox, which makes her even better than anything. So, you know. And she was here visiting, and she has friends who live in Pooler, and she was looking for an internship, which MPC really doesn't technically qualify for free internships, whatnot. So she sent her, so now I spoke to her. She sends a resume. She has a master's working on a PhD in architectural history, right? Which was amazing. And her whole resume was amazing. And so we distributed it out through staff and through the World Council of Affairs, Council of World Affairs, and through a multitude of contacts. She started this week with an internship at the Historic Savannah Foundation.
Oh, awesome.
So
those are great people.
And just, I'm just happy for your story, and I was glad I could play some role in it, and we're glad you're here.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Next
order,
Billy.
Okay. We won't bother you anymore. I understand. There's other business. We have a commission item.
Okay.
Municipal moratorium information PDF attachment. Okay.
Last month at our Park and Tree Commission meeting, we decided we were going to just take a field trip and go out to what they call the barn. Which is where the park and tree guys meet and where a lot of things end up. And we just want to go out there and just take a look and see what was going on out there and just take a look and see. And went behind one of the storage buildings out there, and in a ravine, I found this. Now, I don't know if you can read it or not, but it says Municipal Auditorium, AD 1916. This is from the municipal auditorium that was torn down in 1971 to make way for the monstrosity that's there now.
I'm sorry, what to interrupt. Where is this again? Where is it located?
It's off of Colic Avenue, Colic Street, which is over next to Laurel Grove Cemetery.
Okay.
That's where the barn is?
Yeah. And it was thrown over a ravine. As you can see, it was flipped upside down and it was laying there. This is a picture of the municipal auditorium, which used to sit on Orleans Square. That's Orleans Square there. If you look on this side of it, you can see where the cornerstone is. Okay? Right there, yeah, right there. And this is another postcard. I'm not sure what year this postcard is from, but that gives you an idea of what the municipal auditorium looked like. Far sight better looking than the building that's there now. If you want to go back to the picture that we have there, that little dugout part, that little part that's up there, yeah, right there, that's where the time capsule was stored. It's actually upside down, and the piece was there's another piece on the bottom. So that's where the time capsule was. And the first part of this section here lists what was in that time capsule. If you go back and
see when it was opened,
I don't
know when it was opened.
That's
okay. I thought you'd be upset.
It was around 1971, 1972, yeah, before the building was torn down and removed.
And I've been talking with Joe Shearhaus and Gordon Denny, and highly suggested to them that we pull it out of the ravine and secure it and kind of clean it up a little bit. And I thought maybe it might be a nice item to display somewhere. I called Ellen about it, and she said, people have been looking for that thing.
Oh, really?
Where was it? So I talked to Joe, and Joe was in agreement that it needs to be pulled. Gordon agrees also. So we're going to pull it out of where it's at and secure it. And the place, you want to go back to the Civic Center picture? The current, yeah. That's where they want to place it.
Where?
Right between the two magnolias, kind of at an angle. That is city property, and that is about in the location where the cornerstone.
Why would they put it on an angle? That would just make it parallel to the.
I don't know. It's
well, I
just
have
so that kind of and then the thought is maybe putting some kind of a plaque or a marker there. Something similar to the Georgia historical markers to kind of give a little bit of information about the municipal auditorium. And that way, even if they tear down the
arena,
Civic Center, it'll still be about in the location where it was. Again, that's city property, so it wouldn't really affect anything. So.
Well, you know, might not be a bad idea to somehow or other. You know how we did the big oak tree over there off of by Campbell Hospital? If we did it in such a way that, I'm saying the stone, but did it in such a way that could have an image showing the building. The only other place I thought might work, and this is something that I was driving around looking, and but I thought I saw a place at 216 East Huntington Street that I thought would be good.
Yeah.
So we could put it there. Of course, Walt would have to clean it every morning on his way out.
Yeah. Hey, that's fine with me. I put it in the tree lawn, and I mean it would fit perfectly in that tree lawn.
Oh, like a pedestal.
That's where Walt lives.
But I just thought it was a great piece of history that that could have been lost and was lost since 1971. So it's.
I wonder how in the world they got where it was.
It was just dumped there.
Yeah.
It was dumped. They tore it down and they just dumped it there. And there are tons of other things back there. I mean. You saw all of the ivy and everything, but it's covered, and there's bricks back in there. There are probably 150-year-old bricks back in there.
Oh, wow.
From other, and yeah. Probably the rest of the building is back there, too. They probably just dumped it.
That's rebuilding.
Yeah. So, and there's also, the granite curbing. Mm-hmm. There's tons of that over there, too. And that stuff is like 4 feet thick and what 12 feet, or eight foot thick. So,
well, that's crazy,
but it's just it's just so we're gonna secure it and get it. But I'm hoping that maybe next year we could put it down there. That would be the 100th anniversary of the laying of the first time.
Okay. Well, I know the city's has had a lot of people suggest what they do at the Civic Center. But we took a lot of streets out to build that Civic Center, which could, without a whole lot of difficulty, be put back in place. But they took and I know they want to keep the theater open, but as far as, to me, what they should do is take down the Civic Center and build back the Civic Auditorium to today's technological standards. Okay?
Well, isn't that what the Cultural Arts Center is? Aren't they going to?
No, they're going to have a small, they're not going to have anything.
Not that.
They're not going to have anything that big. But they, I mean, they're not going to replace, they're not going to have anything big enough for the theater itself. But I'm going to tell you, I just think it's a great location. You're facing that square. It would work. You put streets back in. This city would have two giant blocks to sell off to developers or build or develop a passive area. I think it'd be a great green space coming off of MLK. Anyway, I think it's a great idea. We don't need to do anything. I'm happy to. I like to see the rest of the stuff. I mean,
There are other. You know, the markers that are in the squares mm-hmm. that identify them as right square or whatever. There's a bunch of those over there, too.
Oh, wow.
It's just that whenever they've taken them out to do something, and they just never got put back, and they're just laying over there.
I'll be done.
That's crazy.
Cool. Well, that's great. That's great. And congratulations to Gordon. We look forward, I'm sure the staff looks forward to working with him. Also, and by the way, I see where it starts. Took all credit for that replacing that.
We haven't even pulled it out yet.
That marker out on
to see what it was though.
Nicholson Borough.
It started here.
Where? Didn't it?
They paid for it. They did.
I know that, but who's that was our idea, wasn't it? Or was that their idea?
I mean, the community kept asking for it, but they never like came before this board and asked for it. They wanted the city to pay for it, and the city wouldn't.
What was the marker?
I thought we had a discussion about that.
It was in the paper, and I think you were like, we need to do fundraising or something like that, but nothing was, happened with it. Nicholson Borough Baptist Church on White Bluff Road.
I mean, I'm just thinking.
I don't recall talking about it.
Oh, yeah, we did. I remember talking about it. Okay. Anything else? So far, we have potential for a July meeting.
Mm-hmm. July 2nd. Is that going to be problematic?
It will be problematic?
I'm asking because it's so close to the holiday.
Oh,
not with me. Not
what day is a week? A week is that?
Thursday.
It's a Thursday. Let me get it. I mean, I don't have a problem with
it. Petition, we may not be in a good frame of mind. But okay.
I think most of the official closings are on the Monday following, so we're fine with it, but just want to make sure.
That's what we signed up for.
Okay.
What's the, works for me. What's the petition?
Something to see pushed on us.
It's a historical marker in Bonaventure Cemetery commemorating one of the families there.
It's a historical marker?
Mm-hmm. On a particular family plot, talking about the family.
What family?
I can't remember the last name. It's a known Savannah family.
City regulations can't just deal with that. We'll have a punting in the old times. But we'll do it, obviously. But
it's going to be contentious.
You call that being contentious?
It will be, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I can see it because then you're going to have everybody else want to put a marker in over there.
So,
why don't we just nip that in the bud?
We've already told the petitioner that they're aware what the concerns are going to be, and they want to be able to present their case to you.
Is there any precedent for that?
Not really. I mean, there are other historical markers over there, but not. It's not
for a family. Yeah, but they're for historical people.
Right.
They're
right.
Not for just a family member.
Right.
Yeah. Is this family the Great Moon River or something?
It's a known Savannah family, but the marker is focused on one particular person who, my recollection, has passed away in World War II, so it's not really commemorating the family as a whole. It's really focused on one person who doesn't necessarily have countywide significance. And it's a quotation from a book as well.
That you don't want to tell us? Or
that I just can't remember. Oh. It's just, it came in a while ago, and I just can't remember.
I'm going to reiterate what I said to you before. I think that this is something that the city, through their regulatory authority, ought to be able to deal with. About, they don't have a right to come here. They come here under the ordinance with certain things, but that doesn't mean that anybody wants to come up here and just come up here if he wants to relax a place. I mean, it's got to be some.
Well, I think what they're doing is just going through the process.
Yeah, that's
going to end up going to city council anyway, right? Because it's city property.
Correct.
So.
Then they should just deal with it. That's fine.
Well, it's basically the same thing that we did over there at the housing development over there on Pennsylvania. I mean, that's city property, and they wanted to put up a public art. Right. So, I mean, basically, it's the same thing. You know?
Yeah, except this is very specific to one person.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I can imagine what that would do to a bond issue. I mean, I'm so crazy.
Yeah.
Or any of those cemeteries. Okay. Anybody else got anything else they want to hear out? You got another one of these?
Mm-hmm.
Or pass it down?
Oh, yes.
And this is the commercial side of the...
We've got two invitations. It's pretty good. I mean, you know, this is kind of like better than... This is better than being paid. Okay. If there's nothing else to come before the meeting, it is adjourned.